Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Chris, special episode. It is the final episode of the Sydney Property Muppets podcast.
I'll always be with you forever. We may do another podcast in the future, but yeah, this is the end of the Sydney Property Muppets. Been fun.
It has been fun. For those that are like wondering what is the point of this or stick around, I think it's definitely for those that would like to know the tips and tricks of starting a podcast. Yep. Not saying that Chris and I have
nailed it perfectly, but you probably can learn a bit from what we've done right or wrong.
Or gone into stardom. But I think probably one thing I'll start straight off the bat that I'm...
Tradition.
Cheers. Is I think with Instagram, with YouTube, with people being able to be recognized famously, everyone thinks, I think, you know, wants to have like 100 million followers or have that kind of stardom where, like, setting yourself goals. Now, I'm not saying we had the goal of being like, let's definitely get to 100, but it was definitely about, let's do a podcast, try and make a difference, and let's just be consistent. Let's get over to 10 episodes. Let's get over 20.
Imagine up to 100.
And I think it's actually something I'm actually like, when you brought this up quite recently, actually, but we sort of realized we can get it into a bit sort of coming to an end or sort of a conclusion. It was just sort of like, you know what? We've done 100 episodes.
And if you look back to when we started, let's keep it relevant for them. We'll get some tears maybe later on. We look back, what was the objective? The objective was to do an episode a week with really relevant content about real estate, about Sydney. Right, it wasn't about what's going on over Australia. We've touched on those things or globally or other elements. It was really about that. And then initially we were like, let's do sort of 15, 20 minutes. And some of the episodes went to 30 minutes because we both worked and we could talk a lot. And I think somewhere around that 30, 40 episode mark, it sort of really tweaked to us to go, let's do really 10 minute, give or take a few minutes to the side, but more concise and more punchy.
Yeah.
Has its pros and cons, you know. I think that
certainly does.
What would you say pros and cons of doing a shorter episode have been?
Shorter episode, I think it made us try and get to the point a lot quicker.
Very poignant.
The negative is, and I know this has been a topic of conversation between us, is that you can't dive deep into the conversation.
Yeah, so great to get in one subject. We can probably talk, the episodes goes to 10 minutes, we're talking about, so for 7 to 8 minutes. But we probably, some of those episodes, we could have talked about that one topic for 2 hours.
Yeah.
To really, really bear fruit. But the idea was to be short and punchy, get in there and hopefully, and we know from anecdotal feedback we received, people found the content quite useful when they were buying or selling.
Yep. And I think also on top of that, we only just realized as well, doing it together, I've tried to start many things by myself. That's and true. You're so motivated for a week or two, and then you just, I don't really want this.
Yeah.
And I think that never crossed my mind, because it was like you were able to pick up bits that you were stronger at.
Yeah.
I was able to pick up bits, maybe it was just culturally amongst us.
Yeah, that's fine, that's good.
And I found, wow, it's actually made me learn the skills to be like, okay, how can I replicate this in a different...
Yeah, I think we both knew, even before doing this, we obviously knew each other. We knew that we were committed and loyal people. So, but also knowing that things would ebb and flow. But by having a commitment, and initially, we met every single week.
Yeah. So well, for those that playing at home, that don't know, that have been here, we actually... met every single week, every Friday, technically my RDO, in the morning, punched out an episode.
Sometimes a second one to get a backup, but not often.
Backup just in case, because Chris...
Yes?
Yeah.
What? Go on. May as well say it now.
That's actually part of my 3 quick cues. Yeah, so.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, some episodes may not have been recorded or may have been deleted later on. We had to re-record them.
Right in front of my eyes.
Yeah, that was happened. So, we now do it more every 4 weeks. We get together, do bulk content together. Probably take it a bit more, still kind of very relevant, but I think we can be a bit more relaxed because we're not, oh, we've got a meeting to get to straight away. So it's been an absolute amazing journey. I think a lot of learnings.
Yep.
I think both the way we present speak, you know, the introduction. We've done a lot of refining, and we talk often between episodes about, could we try this? And I think sometimes you're, you know, can we try this? Meaning kind of, Chris, could you adapt this? And I'm kind of going, could you adapt this part of it to improve?
Yeah. Well, even the point brothers pointed out, I think self-reflection, like nothing more confronting than, you know, you put the podcast on at home in front of your family.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Sometimes I've done it and I've got brothers and the brutal feedback you've got back. I remember at the start, I was very like, I kind of did it tongue in cheek today, but like shouting in about, welcome to the Sydney Property Mothers.
Whoa.
And we don't have any text producers behind the scene to like soften, to make it flow. So it's just coming through and my brothers and dad are just like, mate.
Coming in strong. I think the other part we've always done is we've always tried to keep it a bit fun, laugh. Yep. We start off initially with the three quick cues of just ask each other three questions that the other person wasn't prepared for, very short and punchy, just to make it, I guess, a bit interesting for viewers, but also for each other to learn and break up the episode a bit. And I think over time that's evolved to a lot of time one of us doing it, but also various games. But I think for me, what I'm proudest of is some of that content from the selling to buying to auction. I've utilized it myself. I utilize these episodes to send to both clients and potential clients when they mention, oh, we're really nervous about auction, or we're really, what does action off market property mean? I'm going to sell my property. How do I select an agent? And for me, being able to say to them, no problem, I'm just going to send you a link to an episode that we did. And that might be from 6 months ago, but it's still very relevant content. And I know that I'll still use that in the future.
I think it's really, to like back up on like something we've learned, it's helped me understand that we started this thinking that we're going to have great debates about, really good debates about different things, buyer's agent versus real estate agent,
your thoughts versus my thoughts.
And really quickly, it became, we're quite both, but the ethical and be like, oh no, just do the right thing. This is what you do. Myself realizing that there are a lot of agents out there, that there are many good agents, but there are also enough to be like that don't do the right thing, that make it difficult, that are unethical, and really getting a perspective on what the buyers actually go through.
Yep.
Because even as a selling agent, you're not buying property. So being able to have that better understanding.
No, and I think you've also imparted a lot of understanding about what other buyers agents do, and there's good ones and there's bad ones. I think it's from both sides of the fence. But yeah, I probably challenged you a bit around, you've been more definitely highly ethical in your approach, for sure. But sometimes I'm just having to, we're interesting topics, I'm going, okay, Kurt, park that away. Other agents don't operate like that. Like, so can you put your mindset into other agents who aren't operating the same way as you?
And I think it's also like real estate agents, wise agents, they often network, you're often talking, but I think the in-between conversations as well.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have understood the conversations as much, or that understanding, if we weren't having the before conversations on an episode. I actually really think the in-depth knowledge of the buyer's agent, like the industry, how you guys operate, a couple of tricks of the trade,
and vice versa. Yeah.
And I think it's been a great learning experience. And I think it probably feels right to, you brought it up about you needing to, like, thinking it was time to, for yourself, focusing on your business a bit.
Yep.
Because we never, you know, it would have been great to receive, you know, copious amounts of dollars from it. But at the end of the day, it was really to help the buyers themselves.
Well, and this has been more our blood, sweat, and tears. There's been no financial reward back from this. If anything, we put money into this. And that's fine. We got that. We sort of knew that from the beginning. This would be a labor of love rather than a labor of cash.
But like to
hopes of cash,
but generally to help out the buying community in the Sydney market. But then, as you mentioned or said that you're going to part ways, I was tempted, do I continue? But then I just sort of thought, I was like, you know what? Sometimes it's like, instead of holding on to something, it's just, you know what? It's been a fantastic ride.
An amazing journey.
It's our little small thing. Episodes are up there.
Right, and I touched on just now, and you also said the same thing off air. You know, I hope I'm here for a very long time, but if something happens to me in the near future, there's 100 episodes of my kids, you got to go back. Now, will they want to watch every episode? Probably not. Bruce, Mabel, love you dearly. Absolutely do. But, you know, there is a lot of content there for them to potentially be able to go back through and for your family if that ever happens as well. But let's all not joke about it. 100 episodes, like every man who's dog's got a podcast, not many get past 10, not many get past 50, and we've got to 100.
Yeah.
I think it's, huge.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to miss it. I'm going to be sad, but looking forward to what comes next, as always. Let's get on to some three quick cues.
Three quick cues. Actually, Chris, I was just going to say, before we get to the three quick cues, I was just going to summarize. So basically, I think if Chris and I were to put in summary, to give anyone wanting to be able to help their community, to help, I guess it's helped you substantiate your business, win some clients, I think the first couple of things is just start the podcast. You'll see we don't actually have an episode one on YouTube because we just recorded
on the phone
audio. And it was never about all these big changes. It was just small little changes along the way. Don't worry about trying to do an hour episode. It's like, just
we didn't even have thumbnails. We got those over the time. We didn't really do show notes very much. We did those later on,
and small
shorts and reels, and
it's about small change. I just think press the start button, just go. And to be honest, your first episode, No one's going to listen.
No one's going to watch. So, what are we going to do? I reckon you go first.
Okay.
Well, mate, you've run out. Have you lost a question now?
No.
Go on then.
Two. What was your most memorable moment?
I think what comes to my most memorable moment was probably the intros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all of your intros. The Sydney podium moments always said with a great amount of gusto, but always made me feel like, okay, and then really, very quickly that, welcome to Sydney Podium Muppets, Kurt Lawther, and with me forever is Chris. Like, just seemed to flow very nicely, so that'll be a strong memory forever.
I like it.
Talking about memory.
Yeah.
You remember the first gift I gave you? Yeah, or was it a gift again? We've been doing it about 2 months, just going into Christmas 2023.
There's a T-shirt of the Sydney Property Muppets, exactly what you've got on.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Oh, was that if I remembered
it? Yeah, I wasn't sure. And actually, we had mugs. We had the two mugs. I'll give you one tonight, actually.
Oh, lovely.
We don't use it anymore because now it's more beers. All right, back on you.
Exactly. Perfect. Here's a question. How many times did you not press record and delete the episode?
I think it was three. Do you think it was more?
I think it was three. There was two, and then there was the deletion.
Yeah, deletion. Two I didn't press record in the end, and then, yeah, at the beginning, sorry, and then, yeah, one that we actually had it, and I was edited together, and we're sitting here and about to basically publish it like a week later, and I completely deleted it from every device.
I was watching it in front of my eyes. Now, I didn't realize the importance of you deleting that. I was just like,
no, of course not. I didn't either. All right. Why are we called the Sydney Property Muppets?
Why is because we want to be specific.
Where did it come from?
It came from me.
There you go.
It came from me.
That's good. That's it. Done. Okay.
I was going to say, it didn't take us too long.
No, it was good. Just seemed to fit.
Perfect.
Not too serious, but still relevant.
I think most people that have heard it, the podcast, are not like, oh, you've got that name.
Yeah.
Any standout WTF moments with Kurt on the podcast?
Yes, one particular standout memory of WTF. I don't know if we can do it again because it'll be beeped out once more. I think when you asked about, have I done a certain sexual position?
Oh, yeah.
Will always stand out as, because I wasn't expecting it, and it was definitely using some quite, let's say, vulgar words, or, you know.
Vulgar.
Me going, how are we ever going to work this?
This not is realizing before Chris realised we could stop.
I could beep over things.
Beep over and also.
So I had a panic. I was like, you can't do that. But we actually did it. I actually went
live. I reckon that's just. Well, just your reaction.
Yeah. So, last question for you. What is your fondest memory of the podcast?
Fondest memory of the podcast? I'm actually going to say was the one time we actually recorded at my old place in the Tarman, and we did an interview style.
Yeah, we did too, yeah.
And it was, I sort of took it literally more of an interview and it sort of flowed.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it was good. It was definitely like a half hour episode, those ones.
Yeah. But it was just sort of, it was nice sort of getting to, you know, I guess you didn't realize the deep, sort of the deeper questions where I
definitely went into things. Beautiful.
Maybe I should be in the interview. Stephen Butler.
Mm.
And I think it was just nice just being able to, yeah, have that chat on camera, seeing, getting experience from someone who's a little bit older than me. Not too much, but pretty a little old. Bit older. And
it's Smokey Silver.
Yeah, I've always liked those older friendships, but it's nice.
No, beautiful. All right, well, that's going to draw to a close.
Draw to a close.
Sad to say. Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure and an honour.
It has been a pleasure, mate.
And obviously, we'll keep... we'll keep in touch. We're going out tomorrow night. Yeah, thank you all for dropping by. No homework. I'm pretty sure it is no homework.
No homework. And then I can guarantee you we're not going to do a Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory and someone posted... he finished his podcast on the show. And then someone posted, oh, I'm going to miss this. So he started back up the podcast. Oh,
right, okay. Yeah, I think that's going to happen. But thank you all for dropping by once again. Thanks to those who have been there from the beginning. There's definitely some people out there. I know Helene in particular, she's watched many, many episodes. I really appreciate her following. And yeah, thanks.
Yeah, legends.
Cheers, guys. Friends, family, all the best. And Kurt. Okay.